The What a Weird Week show for Friday, August 11th, 2023. Snakes falling from the sky.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott, and this is the What a Weird Week show, where we count down the top 10 weird news stories of the week. You can like and subscribe to our podcast. You can also get all the stories we talk about in more detail on the show notes blog. That's where we put all the links. And you can check us out on YouTube. One easy way to find all that is just shownotes.page. That'll get you back to all the stuff. Shownotes.page.
10.
Here we go. Season 4, episode 46, first published Friday, August 11th, 2023. Number 10 is Mayor Caught Cocaine. Usually, you'd think it would be Mayor Caught with Cocaine, but we're talking about Mayor Jane Castor, Tampa, Florida. She has made the news this week after her office confirmed that she was on a fishing trip in the Florida Keys the other day and reeled in a 70-pound bundle of cocaine. Sometimes I'll refer to that illicit substance as cocaine. By the way, I slip in and out of it. I don't know what it is, you guys. The estimated street value of the cocaine was $1.1 million. My question is, what are the odds that a mayor of a city you've heard of goes fishing in cocaine-infested waters and reels in a big one? And follow-up question, how much cocaine is in the water off Florida? Are you just as likely to catch cocaine as you are to catch a fish? These are some follow-up questions we got to get into.
9.
Not today. No follow-up questions today, but sometime when we have the energy. Let's circle back and get into that.
9.
Okay, number 9, bear crashes wedding. Congratulations, Kaylin and Brandon. They made the news the other day after their Colorado wedding was crashed by a bear. High school sweethearts got hitched. That's nice, right? But if you really want to get on the news, love isn't enough. It took a bear in the wedding reception tent on top of the dessert table eating everything that I wanted to eat. Nobody got to eat the delicious cannolis because of the lousy stinking bear. Very selfish. No one was hurt. Security asked the bear to leave. So the bear left without mauling anyone, which, you know, that's a bright note. A mauling can really ruin a wedding. There is video of the bear on the dessert table. If you want to check that out, click shownotes.page. Here's a bit of the news report.
High school sweethearts got hitched near Boulder in the pouring rain and had to add an extra plate for a bear. There he is right there. Kaylin and Brandon say the bear crashed their dessert table during the reception.
God bless the news and you hardworking reporters trying to keep one foot in the local, what's going on with the local, the town council, and another foot in the lighthearted, throwing to the weather person every so often. Would we got a thunderstorm watch? And then you get the bear story and you're like, okay, how do I balance this? We just had the fiery crash story. And now the bear on the, that portly bear on the dessert table. Anyway, God bless you news reporters. And I'm not being facetious. That ain't easy.
Let's get back into the weird news on What a Weird Week.
8.
Number 8, headline from Guinness World Records. It's everything a headline is supposed to be, you guys. Here it comes. Indian martial artist headbutts hundreds of nuts to reclaim record. Shout out to the writer of the article, Sanj Atwal. I hope I got your name right, Sanj. You should be teaching headline writing. This is about walnuts, you guys. The fellow smashed a bunch of walnuts with his head. Do not attempt. Professional head smasher, Naveen Kumar of India, 27-year-old martial artist who had the walnut smash record, then lost it, and now has reclaimed it out like a phoenix from the ashes, a phoenix from the walnut smashing ashes. Naveen has reclaimed the world record for most walnuts cracked with the head in 1 minute. And this is wild. 273 walnuts smashed in a minute with the head. That's more than 4 walnuts per second. How is that even possible? We link to the video in the show notes. You could use your imagination, though. You don't have to click. It's a guy smashing walnuts with his head. It's like bending over the table. They're all lined up. And you're like, oh, he's going to, what is he going to eat those? Is he going to push them with his nose? No, he's smashing them. He's smashing. It's walnut carnage.
7.
Number 7, venomous snake falls out of the sky onto Texas woman. She exclaims, help me, Jesus. Then a hawk shows up and takes away the snake. This story got shared around a lot. We took the blog post from Whiskey Riff, so shout out to Quinn Eaton for covering the snakes falling from the sky. This is about Peggy Jones, who was mowing her lawn, the ride-on tractor situation. Suddenly, a snake falls on her from out of the sky. The snake was venomous. This is Texas. Here in Canada, we ain't got no venom. If a snake falls on you from out of the sky, not pleasant, but you're not worried about, you know, snake bite. In Texas, this sucker was venomous, and it was dropped by a hawk. So it was angry. The snake was angry that day, my friends. The snake struck at Peggy, hit her glasses. Her glasses saved her. And then the hawk comes down. Peggy exclaims, help me, Jesus. The hawk comes down. It wants the snake back. The snake has wrapped itself around Peggy's arm so tightly. And the hawk is slashing and pecking and whatever hawks do to get snakes. Finally, it took the snake away. Peggy got cut up pretty bad. It was like, try to explain that to the EMT. It wasn't a snake bite. It wasn't exactly a bird attack. It was, I was in the middle of something. Anyway, Peggy is okay now. The photo in the story, she's got her arm bandaged and a big thumbs up and a smile. What a story Peggy has now.
At 10, a woman is left in bandages after a snake falls from the sky onto her arm and a hawk comes chasing after it.
Just started praying out, Jesus, help me. Please, Jesus, help me.
KPRC 2 Houston with that report. We link to the full video if you click the show notes. This is What a Weird Week, a top 10 countdown of the weird news stories of the week. We are at number 6 on the countdown. Driving instructor fail makes the news.
6.
Imagine you're in Colorado. Your dream job is to be a driving instructor. You get the gig. And then one of the lasting impressions you make is that you drove through the Learn to Drive building in Lakewood, Colorado.
Crash at a Lakewood driving school. The owner told us it was only the second day on the job for the employee behind the wheel. They were coming in to learn how to teach the classroom portions of driver's education when they crashed. The driver is no longer employed there. Police say several people had to dive out of harm's way.
That report from ABC 7 Denver. I don't know how to feel. I feel a little bit bad for the person who got fired. People diving out of the way, though. There was one minor injury. I don't know if it's related to the diving or somebody spilled hot coffee. They're like, is that Bob? Is that the new hire? It's coming this way. Maybe some, I don't know. Now I'm just speculating. And I guess if you're supposed to teach people, if you go viral for crashing through something and you're supposed to teach people how to drive safely, I guess, I don't know. Let me pass the question off to you. Should the learn to drive person have been fired after crashing through the building? Oh, yes. Wait, we've got 100% of you. Well, that was a fast turnaround.
5.
Number 5 is our good news story of the week. We may be saved, you guys, thanks to the giant space umbrella technology that's coming our way. Scientists are working on saving the environment, saving planet Earth, so that we may continue to live. And in a story making the news this week, scientists believe they could tether a giant space umbrella to an asteroid. Like a gentleman holds an umbrella for his lady fair. This asteroid would hold a giant space umbrella, and in this situation, planet Earth would be Lady Fair, and the penetrating rays of the sun would be blocked by a wonderful space parasol, if you will. They went with space umbrella. I guess I'll go with space umbrella. There's a lot more to it. Work in progress. I'm just so happy that people are, you know, brainstorming ideas like giant space umbrellas. That's how you know we're desperate, though, right? That's how you know things are bad. If you're sitting around a table and somebody is willing to pitch a giant space umbrella idea, hey, everyone, I know where we could spend the meager amount of money we have, the meager amount of funding they've given us to save the planet. A giant space umbrella. At one point, I got to imagine people would have laughed at that, and now they're like, well, I love it. I'm not a scientist. I love that idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, this special bumper track is a dedication to you hardworking men and women of the Space Umbrella Project. I want to thank you. Thank you very much for all you do. This is a big old umbrella in outer space. It's going to keep the sun out of your face. Oh, the Space Umbrella. Oh, the Space Umbrella. Giant umbrella in outer space to keep the sun out of my face.
This is What a Weird Week. We do a countdown of the 10 weirdest news stories of the week. New episodes every Friday.
Four.
Number four on our top 10 list is one more shout out to Guinness World Records. They do have some very, very good headlines this week. The quote is, teenager turns the world of roller skating on its head with epic record. Mia Peterson did a Barani flip, or sometimes called a front somersault half twist. She did this over 12 of her friends to set a new world record. Mia from California, 15 years old when she did this record. The official name of the record is Most People Barani Flipped Over from a Quarter Pipe on Roller Skates. Barani flip is described as a gymnastic maneuver comprising of a front flip with a half twist. For photos and videos, see the show notes.
Three.
Number three, scientists might be changing our understanding of human history, and there's going to be trouble. Research is underway to confirm some initial theories on our past, and the article we linked to really plays up how controversial this is going to be. They believe, this is what they're looking into, they believe a smaller-brained ancestor of us developed a society that believed in an afterlife, which they say that's groundbreaking if true. And they also had a sophisticated culture 300,000 years ago and then went extinct. So the controversial parts include smaller brains, but still sophisticated? Scandalous. And also, ape people from 300,000 years ago had a human-like culture? Evolution is ruined. That's me paraphrasing, but I believe I have summed up the controversies listed in the article, some of them. I don't know, I read the article and it didn't change my worldview, but I'm not very smart. Maybe there's stuff in there, maybe you want to read the article. Maybe it's worldview changing, but I was not picking up that vibe. And I don't know how they can, the article is very long and sophisticated, they get into how they can prove this stuff, that a culture 300,000 years ago believed in an afterlife. I thought that was only going to be proven once we had time travel. Do we have time travel? I don't think we... The article doesn't mention time travel once. Thanks for checking out the What a Weird Week show, 10 Weird Things. We're at number two on our top 10 list of weird news items. Australian lady fired after work from home discovery. Long story short, she didn't. According to her employer, former employer, some days she just didn't work from home. The lady was in the insurance industry. Her employer had some sort of monitoring software on the work from home computer. This was part of an effort to help improve the lady's productivity. But, according to the data, some days she didn't type anything at all. Zero. Zero things typed into her computer. From the article, here's the quote, "The review found she did not work her scheduled hours for 44 days, started late on 47 days, finished early on 29 days, and performed 0 hours of work on 4 days." End quote. I don't know what this, people have stuff going on in their lives and I don't want to judge. I respect the non-hustle, actually. Just leave it at that. Last week, recap. In case you missed last week's episode, it's still online. You can check it out. Go shownotes.page. Here are the stories we had last week. Number 10, the real estate agent who drank the milk and got fined $20,000. Number 9, playing harp very high. Remember the musician who set the Guinness World Record for a harp concert on top of Mount Kilimanjaro? Number 8, the Swifties causing the earthquake. Number 7, change your name to Subway. Win free subs for life. Number 6 was when beasts emerge from the ocean and chase people off the beach. Number 5, the zoo that had to issue the press release. Everybody thought the bear was a guy in a suit. Number 6, play Uno. Get paid. Oh, that story. I wanted to circle back on that one. It's not a card game, the new Uno Quattro. And I know I didn't really get specific on it, but I wanted to mention, if you're a whiz at Uno, the card game, this is something different, but you can still apply for the 4,000 something a week job playing Uno. Pretty good deal. Number 3 was the gator in Pennsylvania. That gator has been captured, according to news items that came out after last week's show. Number 2, would you drink beer made with shower drain water? Number 1 was the competitive face canning. The fellow who stuck all the cans on his face and now has a Guinness World Record. 11 cans. Next up is this week's number 1. This is the What a Weird Week show.
One.
Number 1 on our top 10 list of weird news stories of the week, Nervous Flyer's Nightmare. A bear escaped from a crate in a plane's cargo hold. Iraq's prime minister has ordered an investigation on this. How did the bear escape its crate in the cargo hold of a plane at Dubai International Airport? Investigation continues. Iraqi Airways says it's not their fault. Flight was waiting for takeoff when this happened. It was delayed while experts came in to tranquilize the bear. And happy to report, no maulings. Airport travel is bad enough. Am I right? Am I? Hi-yo! That's that. That is the top 10 of weird news items this week. Thank you for listening to the What a Weird Week show. You can get us through shownotes.page, wherever you get podcasts. And we're also featured on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to stream Funhouse Radio.